Yeah, so see, it just failed on so many levels. But it was just, I worry about him, Adam. I just worry about him.
You know, I just want to say this. I think he retired way too early. Because the thing is, when you get older, and I really feel this, but, you know, I mean, Big Fatty can do whatever he wants. People can do whatever they want.
They can do whatever they want.
But I think the sooner that you start doing nothing all day long and not using your brain and not getting up and getting dressed and going into work and all that kind of stuff, I think you start going downhill faster. So he could be going senile.
I don't know. He could be. You know, I know he plays the Sudoku every day.
He retired and now he just sits at home.
Maybe he stopped doing the Sudoku.
Maybe.
Maybe he's no longer doing it.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
You know, I just want to say this. I think he retired.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One. And this is that. Oh, Big Fatty, it's that chicken. This is episode 3758 of the BFO for Thursday, the 30th of June, 2022. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Oh, Big Fatty, they were early and Hendrick was late and was just all fucked up.
Ladies and gentlemen, please rise, remove your pants, and join Stevie B in the singing of the Bulgarian national anthem.
We are loyal to Bulgaria, vulture of the West, and we toil for Bulgaria, feathering her nest. The soil of Bulgaria through all the world is known. From her heights to her dairy area, Bulgaria stands alone.
Hello, Havsies. Big Fatty, are you talking about Big Ricky's junk? No, Big Man. Oh, that chicken. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you have these today because y'all, today, the 2022 is halfway over.
Yes, fuck yes.
Oh, Big Fatty. speaking of the choking the chicken, how was it last night? Never mind. Spanking the bunny. Not the bunny. What do we spank?
That's the
monkey. Yes. It's a virtual barnyard in Hendrick's love chamber. Of the first half of the year, and Hendrick's still giggling like a little schoolgirl. Oh, Big Fatty, was that Hendrick or the chicken?
Well, I don't know. Y'all, while I was putting that bed of music in, y'all, he's like, y'all, he's just a big old butch little schoolgirl.
Big Fatty, but I don't know about the butch part, but anyway,
halfway over.
Halfway over.
And fuck you were excited about that. You don't like 2022?
2022's been a nightmare. Work-wise, at least. So oh. It's very stressful. Very stressful.
But you know, became betrothed in 2022.
I became betrothed, so that's the only highlight of. And seeing you, of course.
Of course. Well, and you know, for the second half of the year, it starts off with Big Ricky. So, you know, it can only go up from there. You know, I mean, speaking of Big Ricky, this when you flew in to the Chicago's last weekend and spent a couple of nights with Big Ricky and the provider.
Yes.
And that was the first time you had seen him We didn't talk about, I think we talked about this, but we didn't talk about it on the little show. No, but that's the first time that you had seen him since he had gone under the flensing knife, so to speak,
yes.
You know.
Yes.
Tell us, I mean, I'm sure it was
interesting.
Interesting. Jarring was the word that I was going to say, but, interesting. We'll go with interesting.
I was quite surprised how small he looked and also, like, shorter.
Are you talking about his gonads? No, okay.
I've not seen those.
Oh, not yet. Anyway.
No, it was just very... your eyes were used to certain proportions, and those proportions were different.
So. Uh-huh.
But I'm very proud of him. For
yes,
what he's done,
absolutely.
And he's sticking to it.
And he lost, what, 600 pounds? Oof. It was his 600-pound life, and he's down to 400 now.
He weighs
so.
Less than me now.
Well, he's down from 1,000 to 400, right? No,
I think he's down 62 or 65 pounds. He was 136 kilos when I saw him the last time in Berlin. And then
he's lost more than 65 pounds.
How many is it then?
He
lost 65 kilos. That's probably what it was.
Okay, and y'all, wait a minute. I'll tell you what. That was a big Ricky. You know those?
Yeah, 65 kilos.
Macron. Yeah, and 65 kilos is how many pounds?
I have to check.
Oh my God! I thought that's what he was doing, y'all. Big Betty, we'll just stand here and talk to the chicken while we wait. Oh yes, I know. I'm losing patience as well. Okay.
Stop doing that.
Oh yes. Oh yes. Yeah, here we go, y'all. Oh, it's in German. Oh, it's in Mexican.
143 pounds.
No, he lost more than 143 pounds.
Sure.
Yes.
Ounces? No.
Yeah, he lost 143 ounces. That's the title of today's show. Big Ricky lost 143. And then they go, by the way, can you hear that? Can you hear that? We'll tell you about that in a few minutes. Big Ricky... lost, y'all. I've got to write it down so I don't forget it.
No,
lost
it says 65 kilograms is 143 pounds.
143 ounces.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. He lost more than 143. You can call into the little show once you get back up there and prove me right.
Yes.
let's see. After we chatted yesterday, what did we do yesterday? Mm-hmm. Oh, we had dinner with Olive.
Yeah, that was
yes,
very nice.
It was very nice.
Very distinguished.
Yes.
Old lady.
Yes, the old gal, she's you didn't think, you would not have guessed he was 94. Well, 91.
No, 94.
Or 94. He looks great for 94. He's only 91, but I mean, you know, I look great for 94.
He's got a nice tan.
Yes,
He's with his Speedo tan lines.
Oh, Big Betty, he was telling more than we need to know. Anyway, came back here and we finished recording just in time for the Jeopardy.
Yes.
And I can't remember, did you do okay on the Jeopardy yesterday?
No, it was weird.
Category. It was. There were some weird ones yesterday, but y'all, when that was over, of course, that's 8 p.m. in the evening, and I turned on the sports ball, and
I tuned out.
And Gertrude here, she decided, I think I'm gonna take my pill. And I'm gonna just go and just lay down and put my feet up, y'all. She was in the bed at 8:30 p.m. in the evening, y'all.
Hanging out with old folks makes me tired.
And y'all slept till what time did you wake up on Wednesday
just
morning?
Just before 6 this morning.
Just before 6, and Big Fatty didn't get up until about 6:30 or so, yeah. And. Y'all, for brofkas, we had cream horns and peanut butter cookies. Oh, Big Betty, the brofkas of champions.
Yes.
It's true. And y'all then, Hendrik tried very hard to get the Wordle.
Oof.
And it was tough for everybody. A lot of people broke their streak. Big Fatty got it. But a lot of people broke the streak. And y'all, then he did the Sudoku as a level 2 puzzle. And he did okay. I had to give him a few hints. I didn't particularly say exactly what he needed to do, but I would say, okay, well, there are more yeah. things you can play in this column, or you got a couple of lines that only have one box left, and you know. And,
those I missed quite often.
Yes, you did. And after that, we were off. We were off on the morning Nipple Walk. Did the big circle.
Yes.
Came back. Y'all, it's hot. It's hot. Came back, and y'all, Hendrick wanted to get some hot sauces to take back to Germany, because evidently they don't have hot sauce in Germany. Mm-hmm. And y'all, he got some very interesting brands. I don't remember the names of them off the top of my head.
No, wait, I can go fix
it. Oh, he's going to go get them, y'all, which I was hoping he would have picked up on the hint that I was going to ask about the hot sauces so he'd go get them. But we'll just wait. We're still waiting. Okay. Is he back? Oh, y'all, they're individually wrapped. Okay. Anal angst.
This one I took because it's German.
And so it's
anal angst.
Well, you know, angst.
Angst.
I thought anal was German. Okay, anal, anyway. Anal. Angst. Angst. The angst is going to be on fire.
Angst is going to be on fire.
And then the next one was the
colon cleaner.
Colon cleaner.
The original formula.
Yeah, the original formula of the colon cleaner.
It says flushing agent.
Oh, of course it has a flushing agent.
I don't know what that means. Fart pounders?
It's Professor Fart Pounders.
Oh, pounders.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Okay. Maybe it's Professor Fart Euros over there. And there's another one we're going to find, and the last one is...
Rhino Peri Peri.
Rhino Peri Peri. Yo, the Peri Peri. Isn't that what the Flat 29 boys, they like the Peri Peri chicken or something
yeah,
like that?
Yeah, that's probably where it comes from. Okay. It says in Swahili it means strong pepper. Strong. I don't recall it being a Swahili word, but, you know...
Well, okay, so he's going to have the Mexican Swahili chicken. And so, y'all, then after...
Pili pili, that would be in Swahili.
Chicken. Big Betty, you said chicken. Okay. And then what did we do? Oh, I asked Hendrick if there was any type of food that he really wanted to... half while he was here, and he goes, yes, barbecue!
Nice southern barbecue.
Barbecue! And so, y'all, I was going to take him to the barbecue buffet, but then I remembered that we've got it's called the Melvin's. The Melvin's Barbecue. And, y'all, we got a barbecue plates with the rice and hash and the big onion rings.
Those are nice onion rings.
Thank you. And a piece of cornbread. And, y'all, picked one up for the nip as well and came back here to the villa. And we ate our lunch. Hendrick and I could only eat about half of ours. There was so much food in the container. The nip, of course, ate every drop of it, licked the styrofoam container. Y'all, it was embarrassing, to tell you the truth. Yes. And, y'all, then it was beginning to pour down rain, and the rain came down, and Hendrick goes, oh, I'm going to have a nipper nap. So y'all laid down about 10 after 1, and I said, okay, well, we'll plan on... 14:30 for Scotty. 14... And so at 14:30, I came, and y'all, it was pouring down rain. I mean, it was a downpour. And I came in to tell Hendrick that we were going to be delayed. Y'all, you'd have thought that I'd poured that hot sauce up his all over his chicken. Oh, big man! Anyway, that'd be the hooded chicken. But anyway, you know, the chicken skin is always the best part. But anyway... I just heard Harley in Denver laugh extremely loud, enormously loud. But anyway, so went back to sleep, woke him up again, scared the living hell out of him again. But y'all, after we did that, we went to the Von's East.
And that's probably why that one is taping, tingling.
Yes, McFaddy.
Yes, everybody, we hear it, y'all, as we do, on Hump Day, we went to the Mons East, late to visit. Y'all have just picked up a few things. They had a lot of good 4th of July things. Mm-hmm. Y'all picked up a couple of bags of the Quaker salt and lime rice cakes that we all enjoyed. Y'all, I picked up some McCormick onion salt, onion powder and garlic powder, because y'all, Kendrick and I are going to be making the nuts and bolts. Y'all, they had the Fever Tree, the Peter G tonic water, buy two, get one free, so I picked up three of those. Got me an onion. Y'all, they had the good orange popsicles that I like. Buy one, get one free, so I got one of those. Y'all, they had the good cobblers, the good fruit cobblers on sale. So I got a peach cobbler. Probably gonna have that at Friday at Fatty's. Lemon garlic, BCSP lemon. Oh, y'all, I got the Betty Crocker. It's a new thing. It's the sheet pan sauce mix and seasoning to make something in the sheet pan. I don't know what it is.
Sheet
pan. No, not a sheet pan. That's the squeaky sheepy. But anyway, picked up a couple of bags of the bag solid. Y'all, they had the good lactose free milk. On sale. I got a carton of that. It's good till the like 15th.
August 14th.
At 14th. It's just crazy. Y'all, they had the good honey roasted peanuts. Buy one, get one free. Got a couple of bags of those. The good sourdough bread was on sale. Got a loaf of that. Y'all, they had the barbecue ribs on sale. Buy one, get one free. So I got one of those. Breyer's ice cream for the cobbler, of course. Picked up a container of that, and they had the wedge of the blue cheese on sale, buy one, get one free, and the Mardi Gras seasoned chicken wings were on sale. Y'all, I spent $74.92. But I saved $49.81. Yes, Big Betty, and Hendrick has a coupon too. And but he's not gonna. Here's your coupon. Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Now tell everybody what you got, Hendrick. But you gotta hurry.
What did I get? The checks.
Checks, yes. Right?
Yeah,
two corn checks and rice checks.
Yes.
You got the peanuts and the cashews, the jalapeno cashews. Big Fatty, the music's over. But
ice cream.
Oh, he got Ben and Jerry's.
And no, it's Haagen-Dazs.
Oh, is it Haagen-Dazs? Y'all, it's got bourbon in it.
Yes.
And Big Fatty, he's not an alcoholic. Those go to meetings. anyway.
And DC Big G.
That's the digital coupon, y'all. I had a coupon if he bought two boxes of the checks, so he got that. And what is the? And butter. You had to get a pound of butter. And y'all, he spent
$23.49.
And you saved
$5.49.
Big Fatty, he didn't do nearly as well as you. Well, he didn't buy as nearly as much as I did. That pretty much has. Has Big Fat, he's having some sort of spell. y'all, 4 years ago today, I retired from the coal mine. Yes, Big Fatty, has it only been 4 years? Anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the mix, and Adam, just out of curiosity, what did you think of Big Fatty?
You know, I just want to say this. I think he retired.
Yes, I just said that. I retired 4 years ago. Did you not, Liz? Your crooked hat on too tight?
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yeah!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.